Bone Harvest by Mary Logue. For Elizabeth Gunn, a woman of wonderful courage and energy, a great writer, and a not half bad talker. Therefore the land mourns, and all who dwell in it languish, and also the beasts of the field, and the birds of the air, and even the fish of the sea are taken away. Hosea chapter 4, verse 3. July 7, 1952. It was a warm day in Pepin County, Wisconsin, so warm it was hard to tell where your skin ended and the air began. Although it was late in the afternoon, the sun was still high above the treetops. The clouds curled in the sky as if they could grab the blue of it. On the Schuler farm, the chickens circled the trees in the front yard, scratching for seed. Cicadas cracked out their gentle, grinding song, the undertone of all summer nights. A soft wind stirred the sheets on the line. The farm was located 4 miles from Fort St. Antoine and 7 miles from Plum City, up on the edge of the bluffs. Standing at a high point in the fields, you could see Lake Pepin stretched out far below, shimmering in the sun. For dinner there would be a pot roast, new potatoes creamed with sweet peas, radishes fresh from the garden, salad, and, of course, German chocolate cake for Arlette's first birthday. She was the youngest of the 5 Schuler children. Denny was 10, Louise 8, Schubert 6, and Elizabeth 3. The table had been set by the children. Bertha Schuler was finishing up in the kitchen, the baby underfoot. The rest of the children were scattered around the farmhouse, reading or playing, except for Denny. He was out in the barn with his father, helping with the milking.